I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino, and welcome to the broadcast as we move into a new week. And life continues on. Roland, I'm back.
Well, you know, I was going to wax poetic to begin with today, but the fact that you have been traveling for the last several days, you were here last week for our last broadcast.
Yes.
And then you flew off to Europe.
Yes, I did.
And what did you do?
Remarkable. I was at the Vatican, which, as we were talking about over lunch, just the most remarkable trip. I was just stunned. Stunned by the pageantry, by the nature of it, and the historical flavor of it just blew me away. You know, I'm a history buff, you know that, and I was just, we went downstairs below the Vatican Museum into their archives, and it was a tour. For those of us who love history and archival elements and pieces, you're looking at history as you walk past it.
You were with a group.
I was with a group.
Okay. And so you kind of got special treatment?
Yes, royally. And it was really wonderful. We were up where the Pope was in what they call his salon area.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a distance from him, but nonetheless, I was in the same room, which is kind of nice. It's remarkable because it's up on the same level where the Sistine Chapel is. And it's just down the corridor. But the corridors up there are long and historical in their own context. And I was with the group, and the two leaders of the particular group met with Francis, and it was quite special, quite special. It's a moment to cherish in your own thoughts because it's extraordinarily silent up there.
I mean, you're using the familiar name. You said we were with Francis. I mean, I'm assuming you mean the Pope.
The Pope.
Yeah, okay.
Call me Frank.
I mean, yeah, right.
Call me Frank. Frankie.
It's like that old joke, who's up there with the Pope or something, I forget, from many, 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 many years ago.
But it was very comfortable. And you say that in a way that because the entire event was handled so beautifully that you were very comfortable. They had, for the 22 of us that were there, there were 12 or 13 people with us to monitor our every step and tell us what we were seeing and escorting us everywhere. It was wonderful. They took care of every one of our needs. You wanted a glass of water, they got water immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a larger group, but a elderly group. I was the youngest member of the group, which was fascinating in itself. And some people that I knew, Monsignor Spinelli, who I've known for years, used to be at Cardinal Hayes High School here in New York City, has lived in Rome now for 40 years, was kind of with me in the back.
Now, do you still speak a little bit of Italian?
I do not. Not as well as I would like to.
But, I mean, you grew up with it.
I understand it much better than I speak it.
Oh, okay.
I can give you the basics, but in our household, and this is part of the culture of America, in 1955, I remember the night, it was in the summertime, when my mother and father sat at the kitchen table while we were in the bedrooms. We had these railroad rooms. I could actually see them. They said to them, and it was done in Italian, that we are not going to speak Italian in the household any longer. We will speak English to the children.
You know, it seems to be basically only the Italians that did that.
Yes, that's true.
I wonder why.
I don't know. And I asked many times, and I never really got an answer. But my sister, Margaret, as you know, who's challenged, she speaks a wonderful Italian. And so does my brother, Ralph, who's 3 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister and I, who are the younger ones, we have an understanding of it. I was very comfortable there. No one spoke English. I'm very comfortable around the language, but I'm not as fluent as I'd like to be.
Are you colloquial or phrasings, or is that?
Phrasings are a better way. I grab the element of the conversation and go with it.
Okay, then we've got about, I want you to close off this particular segment, but I'd like you to do it in Italian, the best Italian that you can muster.
Oh, gosh. Tutte bene. Scusami, Italiano? Which means, excuse me, I'm not speaking good Italian.
Keep going.
Roland Smith, Carlo Giuseppe Sabatino. And how do you say, Smith e Sabatino? And I'm getting hand signals in Italian from our wonderful engineer, Kevin Wolf. Carl Sabatino, we're back.
America Weekend.
Welcome to a
American Biker Minute. Daytona Bike Week 2015 was a roller coaster ride of highs and lows. The early biker crowd was huge.
It's a blast.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Again at Daytona, conservative bikers come and go early on to be replaced by the big wheel bagger dragger crowd. One biker related how 3 foot of snow had collapsed the roof on his trailer. Another on how his unanticipated layoff from the Ford Motor Company created a bike week opening in his social calendar. Vendors trying to move $9 t-shirts were burned. Throughout bike week, we were amazed at Daytona vendors setting up way early. And of course, with temperatures in the mid-80s, Daytona Bike Week was officially the warmest ever. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You know the job you want is now available with a company you'd love to work for. How do you find the decision maker?
You could search online and in social networks like LinkedIn, but what if you draw a blank?
Career coach Phil Rosenberg says, just call the company, but don't ask for human resources. Their job is to keep you away from the hiring manager.
Instead, ask for one of two departments, sales or accounts receivable. They're the most likely places to find someone who will answer the phone live and help you out.
When someone picks up, simply ask for the name of the department manager for the job you want. Then you can direct your correspondence to that decision maker. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.